Hello and welcome. This is Win the Content Game. I can't believe we're up to episode 109.
Wow.
Yeah. And if you're watching this on YouTube, then you would see that Bono and I are twinsing again. We've both got, We've both got our Monty and Me shirts, which we actually gifted personalized one to all of the speakers at Capshovians Live. I actually saw Bono put this on in the morning, as in not, I didn't watch you put it
were
on. I saw you wearing it and I was like, I'm actually going to deliberately twinsies with you.
Yes. And isn't it, it looks great.
Yeah. It's great. So much fun.
Yes.
Anyway, on to this week's episode, because I want to dive straight into it because we have some really, really cool things to talk about.
Yeah. So exciting.
Some latest, what would you call it? Like enhancements / complete burn down rebuild.
Yeah. I would go more that than enhancements. Yeah. But enhancements is like a euphemism for it. This is a completely different platform.
Yeah. 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 That we have been working on with Capshow, because if you are a Capshowian, you probably noticed that we've been a little bit quiet on the new feature release front, on, you know, it really touching Capshow 2.0, like the software. And that's because we've actually been on a journey for the last few months of basically rebuilding.
Yeah.
So this episode is all about that journey. Basically, Bono and I are here not to talk about implementation so much, which I know that you might be used to us talking about when we do an episode together. This is really about, as entrepreneurs, what we found throughout our journey so far over the last, gosh, it's been more than 18 months now since we've launched.
Coming up to almost 2 years, yeah.
Yeah. And kind of some of the hard decisions that we've had to make, some of the mistakes we've made along the way, and some of the learnings as well. So that's what this episode is all about. So strap in, we've got a good one. My name's DJ Shen.
I'm Bono Rai.
And this is Win the Content Game. Hey you. All right. So we're going to just jump straight into it. So anyone who's been following our journey, we launched Capshow in July of 2022. I'm losing track of the number.
Yeah. Years just start to meld together.
Exactly. Yes. So, you know, if you think about that, we were definitely in the AI game before, you know, the likes of ChatGPT, et cetera, came along and really, you know, accelerated, I guess, how everyone's knowledge even of what AI is and what it can do. And we were also, we went along for that ride. And I would say that it's been, it was good. There's good and bad with everything. It was good because I feel like with the hype of AI and everyone's understanding of it, made our jobs easier in terms of not having to educate people on what AI is and how it can help. But on the flip side, with how quickly AI has accelerated and stuff, like we've had to make decisions. We made decisions in the business and for the software that maybe we could have benefited from, not making them, no, but like maybe having
skipping that whole step.
Just having like seen a little bit of like just kind of paused a little bit, I guess, on our end. Yeah. And so there was a lot of learnings, I think, that we went through over the last, you know, 18 months to 2 years.
Yep.
And so I want to talk about, let's start there around some of the things that maybe we've learned and our journey even with Capshow. So if we start from the beginning of like, you know, July 2022, we actually launched our beta a month before that, so in June. And even before we launched our beta, we had gone to Podfest and basically were speaking to a ton of podcasters about what it was that, you know, what their specific acute pain points were. And time again, we heard show notes was like the one thing that people, you know, you have to create them in order to publish. And it was like that and title, I guess, title and the show notes. And so when we launched, that was kind of our, pretty much our number one focus area was like, okay, let's at least try to make this process of helping podcasters create show notes really, really simple. Which I believe we did do.
Yeah, people love the show notes. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah.
And then, but you know, you can probably tell even from the content of this podcast that, you know, my, what I love and what I nerd out about is the content marketing side. So very quickly, I wanted to shift from just like, you know,
publishing
to, hey, how do we actually get it out there and market your podcast? And the way that I thought about it was, you know, because we have a very, even here at Capshow, we have a very specific strategy that we followed. Now, before that, we had to go through the learning curve as well. When we had our coaching business, I remember that there was a point where we were literally on trying to be on every single platform, every single day, sometimes even multiple times a day, like to the point where we burnt our team out, ourselves and our team out, trying to just, we were just on this content creation hamster wheel.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like maybe we brought some of that into the first iteration of Capture when we went from show notes to more content marketing. It was just like, let's just give everyone everything.
Mm.
And then, you know, they can kind of pick and choose yes. from there.
And I think there was also, now that I look back on it, obviously hindsight is such a gift and it's so annoying as well when you look at yourself doing this. But I think when we first started, there was also really big, I remember, you know, our tagline was really about like amplifying the content. Mm. And it was a very promotion heavy angle to it
yes.
because, I mean, marketing, promotion is part of marketing, but I think we were probably not thinking about it too holistically either. It was yeah. very much like, let's stay front of mind with, you know, our people's podcasts and really encouraging our people to do everything they can to really amplify their podcast content, their, you know, their YouTube content, whatever it was, but probably less of an emphasis on like, how do we make sure that they're not just contributing to the noise out there? Even though their content's amazing, how yes. do we make sure that we don't actually just help them in wanting to amplify? All you can really do is just get louder, and that's not always the best way to reach the people that you want to reach.
100%. Yeah, that's a good point. Because, and I talk about this now all the time, but it was like, you know, we I know definitely here at Capture, and therefore what we would love all Capturians to do is to stop creating content for content's sake.
Yep.
And I know that that sounds a bit counterintuitive, but hang with us. We're going to talk you through what that actually means. But I think that's what we were doing, right? We were just mm-hmm. like, yeah, how do we just shout louder and louder and louder?
More
and
things to put
exactly,
out there. Yep.
Yeah. And so, but, and that was kind of a misstep that we made. And how that kind of, so in our minds, theoretically, we were like, at the time, well, okay, this makes a lot of sense. We want to help people amplify their
yep.
voices and their messages. And what actually happened in reality was that when people came in to use Capture, they would see, like, I think, again, theoretically, they were like, oh my gosh, you can help me create all of this so I can be like everywhere all at once at the same time right now. And we're like, yeah, go for it. This is it. And that was one of the big mistakes that we made, was because the thing is that for people who have been in the content game for a while, you know, A, they're probably a little bit more well-versed on, actually, I don't want to be everywhere all at once at the same time
yep.
right now. But also, even if they were a little bit like that, they'd be a little bit more attuned to, well, no, I know that I only do Facebook and, you know, I only have my blog and I only do these. So they'll be able to actually cherry pick from what it is that we created.
Yes.
So those are people who are probably more on the, I'd say, on the content marketing sophisticated side. But I think there are a lot of people who we were serving, and this we're counting ourselves in this bucket as well, who hadn't probably come up the curve of that as much. And so we were a little less sophisticated on, well, let's be really, really, like, let's focus down and be really targeted and be really intentional with the content that we were creating. Mm. And what that led to was people would come into our platform, they would see all this stuff that, you know, they could create, and then they would very, very quickly become overwhelmed.
Yep.
Because it's one thing to have the content, like at least a draft of the content, but it's another thing to edit it, to optimize it, to make sure that you have all of the images and the, you know, and then to publish it and track, like,
and
there's
track it,
yeah, yep. there's actually so much more to that workflow than just drafting the thing.
Totally. And I think that, to your point, that the excitement to overwhelm pipeline was just pretty much 90% of our users probably.
Yes.
And it happened so rapidly. One little story I think that brings this to life is when we were doing a lot of onboarding emails and, you know, putting different things out there to really help people in that trial period.
Yeah.
And one of the emails we sent out was how Capture creates 2,482 marketing drafts. And we were so proud of that. We did the maths and we're like, all of these different combinations. And that's crazy,
it's
right?
Crazy.
Like, we look back on that version of Bonner and Deidre, we were so proud of that. But to your point, for people who have the discernment and they have the systems in place, are like, amazing. From this, I know what I need. I know what my customer likes. I have a buffet of things to choose from. But for the poor person who just is trying to get consistent with this and trying to learn the ropes, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
So
yeah, and there's also a better way.
Yes,
to
exactly.
Because again, like, we don't want to just be creating hopefully you've been hearing along our journey. We've matured as entrepreneurs, as marketers, as hopefully as founders. I wouldn't say we have a long, long way to go. I think as we all do in this journey of life and entrepreneurship, but, you know, we've definitely come up that curve a lot more. And
yes,
you know, and we can definitely say, like, again, and I would encourage everyone to do this because we do this probably not as strategically as we should in terms of like putting it in the calendars, like in a structured way, but we do quite more often than not sort of try to pause, step back and go, okay, yes. Well, why are we doing what it is that we're doing?
Yeah.
And that we had one of those, it feels like a come to Jesus moment, like kind of end of last year, pretty much just before we decided to completely rebuild to around like, okay, well, who are we trying to serve and what are we trying to help them do?
Yeah.
And if you listen to episode, 101, like 101 yep. around like, you know, even why we renamed this podcast to Win the Content Game, we made the very, very conscious decision to commit ourselves to entrepreneurs, so coaches, consultants, service providers, win the content game, right? And what does winning the content game actually mean and look like? It actually means we're putting content out there for a reason. And that reason ultimately is to get clients, right? It's to make money or mm-hmm. some sort. And clients might not be the clients that actually pay you. Clients could actually be if you're like a speaker or something, like it could actually be someone who books you mm-hmm. for their event, right? Like, so, but essentially that's our end goal is how do we help people make money, mm-hmm. get clients from their content? And so when we get really, really focused on that, then everything kind of falls into place at the back of that, right? Mm-hmm. So we looked at our current version of Capture because we're still to talk about what's here, yeah. But like the current version wasn't helping people do that, mm-hmm. right? And that was a big, big mistake that we made in our journey was that we kind of just went along, like we just went with the flow and we kind of kept building things that we thought that would be helpful to people and it just ended up not being because when we then looked at how we wanted to help people, that wasn't it. It wasn't doing what it was meant to, right? So when we think about, okay, how do we actually use our content to get clients? Immediately in my mind, I'm like, oh, there's an intention.
Yeah.
Right. There's an intention to why it is that we're creating content. Mm. Why any of us at Capture, but also you listening to this, like, why is it that you're creating content? And what is that content actually designed to do?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like we want our content to do something. Even if at a very, very base level, all it does is to have people laugh or, you know, like feel some kind of emotion. Like that in and of itself, you're actually at least doing something. When we put content out there that's just about like, oh, did you know that I just dropped an episode? Like that, what does that do? Like literally nothing.
It doesn't even serve you, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. Right? And so much of the content that I realized that we were creating and that we were helping our Capturevians create wasn't actually doing any of that. Mm. It wasn't actually helping people feel anything and it was definitely not helping like our Capturevians get a result out of that.
Yep.
Which we take, by the way, full accountability for. And that really, really kind of, I guess, hit us hard when, you know, we really look at ourselves and be like, we are not serving our purpose.
Yep.
We are not doing the thing that we really want to help people do, right? Mm. And I'll just kind of caveat this. Well, actually, it's not even. Like, even if you're an influencer and you're not an entrepreneur, influencer being like, look, you just want to build an audience on a platform and at some point, maybe you'll monetize, you don't know how, maybe it'll be through sponsorships or maybe it'll be through affiliate marketing. But even with influencers.
Regardless, yeah.
Right? It's still the same thing.
Totally. And it's an even more saturated space. So you actually have to be probably even more mindful with a very different purpose in mind.
Yes.
About not just putting stuff out there that's just people will just scroll right by.
Yeah.
Because it's not adding any value to them.
Yeah. So that's kind of like the frame that we went into rebuilding Capture with.
Mm-hmm.
And so essentially if you are in our group, in our Facebook group, then you would have seen that we did a live on Friday, last Friday that just happened, soft launching what we're calling Capture Next Gen. Mm-hmm. Yes, which is basically the very beginning of the rebuild. So it's not everything, obviously, and if anyone's in the software game, you know that the building never ends, right? So we have like on our roadmap so many exciting things coming. But we decided to actually soft launch with a very, very focused area, which is social media, title and description and social media, because we wanted to actually start to get this thought, like this concept of creating content with intention out there and start building upon that. And so if you are in the group, you would have seen that I did an interview with Katie Brinkley, who we love, who created essentially the four post social media strategy. And that when in the live that we did, so that was last Thursday that we did that in the group, it was, I actually interviewed her and I got her to talk about why do those posts actually work, right? Like, what is it about them that gets attention, that drives emotion, which as we all know, emotion drives action, like, and also because of all of that, how that actually wraps up with the social media algorithm, like how that actually drives the algorithm for you. And it's so powerful because it wasn't until we started doing it that we were like, oh, now we get what it means to actually create content with intention rather than for content's sake, just to bleh out there.
Yep. And also I think the sequence in which, because I know my big epiphany in learning Katie's strategy and implementing it is, I mean, the current version of Capture wasn't entirely without strategy, but what we were doing in the way that with social media, the way that we had structured our posts for our Capturevians was that you make the ask first and then you try to stay top of mind versus Katie's strategy and the four post strategy is very much about inviting them into a conversation, figuring out what's relevant to them, giving, and then making the ask at the end. But you're doing the first three things with the end in mind. So you're not just kind of randomly doing it. And I was like, oh, even just the sequence was so powerful.
Yeah.
And the sequence in which we would make these assets available for our Capturevians on Capture, very small tweak. But even some of the feedback we've had, they're like, wow, this is, not only is it AI writing it for me, that's great, using my content, that's great. But just, you've just stepped it out for me.
Yeah.
And that's how I like to consume content.
Yes.
So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I'm so much more likely to now take the action that you're asking me to in your social media posts.
And yeah. Like,
such a simple but just transformational thing.
Yeah. And by the way, we wouldn't lean so heavily into a strategy and definitely build it into a product without having actually done it ourselves.
Yes.
And having done it ourselves and seeing the results that it's gotten, like, I'm going to be honest, like, I probably hid a little bit from social media because I was like, what is the point? Like, every time I post, no one sees it, no one engages. Like, I only have Bonner on there liking thumbs up in my content.
Send hearts sometimes.
But like, it got me so down on like what it is that social media could do that I was just like, you know what? Not even worth it. I'm just gonna get off it.
Yeah.
And ever since like implementing this strategy, it not only gives you just that roadmap so you know, okay, great, this is all I have to do and I just follow it.
Yeah.
But it actually gets the results. Like, now I actually want to be on social media because I'm like, oh, people actually are commenting. Like, I should probably get back to them.
Yeah, and like, oh, I haven't got back to
have
them
a
yet.
Conversation, right? Like, it makes such a difference.
And I think in that sort of previous world where, you know, you're just kind of maybe chasing the quantum of things, like you're like, oh, it's really not getting the engagement, it's not getting the reach, which is still important. I feel like with this strategy now, you're really focusing on the quality of, say, engagement or reactions, you know, because we talked about it could be customers or potential customers, you know, commenting on things, but it could also be partners. It could be, you know, it sparks off DM conversations instead. So it's still less about, chasing the social media vanity numbers, but because the quality of engagement and visibility, even if on absolute terms it's not in the millions, maybe it is for some people, but that's not the goal. So I think that's also been what's really empowering.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, even if there's like 12 comments, it's like these are 12 real people that I can start a conversation with and convert in some way, whether that's to use Capture, whether that's to collaborate on something.
Exactly. Yeah. I've had people who've reached out to be like, hey, why don't you come be on our podcast? And we've started collaborations and partnerships, you know, even in terms of getting, if you ever feel like this is guest or this is someone that you really want to work with and they're just like out of your league, let's say, like this breaks down those barriers, right? Because you're talking about something that they care about. Like that's the only reason why they're engaging, right? Yes. They actually care about that topic. So what's a word? I'm doing this with my hands. And Bonner's like, I don't know what
it's a round word.
It's a very, I don't know, target.
Targeted.
Is that? It's a very targeted audience. No, it's like an audience that opts in to what it is that you're talking about.
Oh, okay. It's like a, not curated.
They're self-selected in, right?
Yes.
And so then.
Self-selected.
Self-selected is this. So then you have confidence that, hey, this is something that they want to have a conversation about, and then you can just move that into the DMs or whatever it is.
Yep.
So there's just so many angles that we've seen. We've been surprised with the types of conversations and the types of actions that people have taken with us off the back of this strategy that we're like, we have to.
Yep.
We have to share this.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've had Katie on this podcast multiple times. I've had her on, you know, in the Facebook group. So definitely go catch that session in the Facebook group. If you're not there already, we'll leave the link to join our community in the show notes, because we then followed that live up with another one which happened just last week, which was basically a soft launch of Capsho Next Gen.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's pretty, it's exciting, but also really scary as well at the same time. Like so much nervousness because this is kind of like, you know, we always say and we always stand behind the product is not you. You know, don't take things personally, but sometimes you can't help
it. I feel
a
butt coming on.
Yeah, you just can't help yeah, it, right?
Of course.
Like it totally is not a reflection on us, but at the same time, there's so much pride in, you know, what we're putting out to the world that so everyone has to love it because I will take it personally.
That's the bottom line.
I'm just kidding. But we did a ton of testing with this iteration, as in with Capshovians and stuff. And the reason why we soft launched it in the way that we did with a very, very focused, very small subset of the features is because we want to get more feedback now and see how people are using it before we continue to build on it. So again, we're not making the same mistake that we did last time, which is
we're changed individuals.
We really are. And which means that, but the great thing is for you listening to this, if you're listening to it at the right time,
small window of time
is that we actually launched it, we soft launched it with a crazy stupid founding member offer.
I still don't know why we're doing that.
Yeah, crazy stupid. And we capped it at the first 100 spots because it's crazy stupid. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested and you're listening to this at the right time, we'll leave the link in the show notes to read more about Capsho Club at this basement founding member price, which you will be grandfathered in, again, if you get in on founding member, and or come join the community, and we'll look after, like, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Right. So get in touch out, but see, watch what we have essentially launched, because we're not going to go into it right now, and also what we have coming, because not only, like, we've launched with something really, really cool, because the reason why it's called Next Gen is because the software, the product is built with the purpose of intelligence. Mm. Purpose? Is that the right word? Of intelligence. And I know that everyone's like, well, AI is already intelligent. It is to an extent, at least the way that we know and use it, if you use a ChatGPT, et cetera. But like the way that we're building it, it's intelligence by way of like, it is actually, I'm not going to give it away. You've got to come watch the live in the group in our community. So we will leave the link to that in the show notes.
Nice.
Anything else you want to add?
No, I think that was, you know, it's kind of emotional to think about all of that. So it's super, I'm just super excited. Definitely join the community because alongside obviously sharing more about Next Gen, that's kind of where we'll be sharing all of our software updates as well as all of the things, cool things that we're working on. It's the community where we kind of go first. So definitely come join us there.
Yeah, you'll find out all of the latest things that we drop, all of the features, everything in that community. So go to the show notes, come join the group and have some fun with us. And again, if you're listening to this, then we want you to join. If we're soft launching, does that mean that the next one is a hard launch? Is that what they call it?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to have a hard launch party.
Oh, yes.
And you're all invited, okay? So come join the community so you can get your personal invites and we're going to have some fun.
Yeah.
Awesome. My name's Deidre.
I'm Bonner.
And as always, stay intelligently lazy.